Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Sorry, guys, I'm trying to chew something, trying to get a little something down my throat before I get the show started. And but now we're on the way. I got to cut it out, right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk about today's episode. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244, and make sure you tell them that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. I see a lot of you guys are getting up on the show right now, and I appreciate you all. Now, on yesterday, I just want to apologize. It was all my fault, okay, because I didn't have my episode set up yet, but I pressed the button to send out show notes, and I screwed up right there. So I apologize for that. Anyone that came up on the show and found out that didn't have a show schedule, I'm sorry for that. But we're going to do it this morning. I hope you guys are up and moving around. If you're on the way to work, I hope you have a earpiece that you can listen to the show with or some type of hands-free device. Or if you're at work already, I don't know how you do it at work, but whatever. Don't get caught by your boss listening to my show. If you do, you know, just tell them it's a special episode. You had to listen. It's a lot of information that you wanted to pick up. Okay? So maybe they'll forgive you for that. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Guys, I promote the show on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. If you're on my show page, you should see an icon there that says Follow This Show. Go ahead and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. Follow us on Facebook. Search for The Frank Williams Show on Facebook. Also on Twitter, you can find me on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. And so whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? So, again, guys, thank you for tuning in. Today's episode is entitled, What's Going On in Florida? And the reason I wanted to do this show is simply because people keep saying, you know, why is this in the news? Why is this in the news? Well, that's the same thing they said about the George Zimmerman case. And that's what I wanted to talk about is this case where this guy in Florida, this white guy in Florida, shot and killed a black teenager in Florida. And now the murder part of the trial is being called a mistrial. Okay? Now, think about this. Think about this now. If this young teenager was the only one in the car, I know you all know this story and you've been seeing it on TV. Teenager was in the car by himself playing his music. when this guy pulled up, when this guy and his wife pulled it up at the convenience store. She gets out, goes in the convenience store, and he shoots and kills this teenager that's in the car playing his music. Okay, what if it was only him? And they went to trial, and then the judge, you know, says that it's a mistrial, that he got a hung jury, 6-6. They can't agree. Right? This happens a lot. What I mean by that is this 12-man jury. I think all juries should be changed to a 13-person jury. The 12-person jury is a means for a mistrial. Because you've got an even 6-on-6 right here. Now, if you had 13 people, somebody, it would go one way or the other. Because there isn't an even number, right? So, that's just from the head of Frank Williams, right? Now, if that was the case, this guy would have gotten off with murdering a teenager. And it's getting so much pub because, why? He's a black teenager. Now, he's an African-American teenager. And this is a white American. You know, all the time they say America has changed. We got a black president and all this. While America's changed, it's still staying the same. Okay? Still staying the same. This thing is getting publicity, just like George Zimmerman, because, you know, this guy shot and killed a teenager. And he shot and killed a black teenager. Okay? And it wasn't just him. It was three others in the car. And he says that they pointed a shotgun at him or had some type of deadly weapon. Okay? Now, the police never found a weapon. They never found the shotgun that he supposedly said he had. They never found any kind of deadly weapon they say he supposedly had. And that's a problem, right? And here's the scenario, and I may have it skewed just a little bit, but this is what I believe. These teenagers are pulled into the parking space at the convenience store, playing their music, okay? We're in Florida, so I'm assuming that the windows are down or partially down. Now, this guy pulls this white guy and his wife pulls into the convenience store right next to him. I believe it was on the passenger side of the car. Don't hold me to that, but I believe it was on the passenger side of the car where they pulled into. And his wife goes into the convenience store. Now, before she goes in, tells her, I hate that thug music. Okay? She said, I know, honey. I'll be back. So she gets out and goes in the convenience store. In the meantime, her husband's in the car. He pulls out his gun. Okay? He's carrying a gun. All right, in Florida, he pulls out his gun and shoots at the car. Not once, not twice, 10 times. He unloaded his gun on these boys' car. Okay? It killed one teenager. The other three, this guy shooting, they hear these gunshots. Hey, I'm doing the same thing. I'm bailing out of the car on the other side, right? So these guys, they get out and run. But the one teenager can't run because he's been shot. He's dying. Now, the wife, in the meantime, she hears the shots. She come out of the store, gets back in the car. She's like, hey, honey, what happened? What's going on? On the way back home, I believe he tells her exactly what happened. Okay? So they leave the scene of the crime, drive home, and he has him some beverages at home. Right? So now, you got a dead teenager at the convenience store. You've unloaded 10 shots into their car, and then you leave the scene of the crime. Right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk about this. Now, you leave the scene of the crime. That's bad. So, now the trial says, the trial comes on, and they got this guy. They trying to pin him on murder. Attempted murder on those other three guys, and also a gun charge for having his firearm. That's five counts. He was only convicted of four counts. Now he's got a chance to do. He's got a. He hadn't been sentenced yet, but he's got a chance of getting up to 75 years in prison. Up to 75 years in prison. Now, I don't know how many years they're going to give him, but with these four counts, they hold combined up to 75 years in prison. Now, one count, they considered it a mistrial, and that was murder. And so, if he was only convicted of, if he was only being tried for murder, for the one guy's murder, he would have walked away with a mistrial. This how deep this is. He would have walked away, just like Zimmerman did, with a mistrial. That's unthinkable to me. Okay? I know the parents of this teenager feeling the same way. I got a dead kid here, and no one's being held accountable for that? That's a reason to go crazy. Right? That's a reason to go crazy. So now they're demonstrating on the courthouse steps in Florida about this situation. And that's what happens. Just like the Zimmerman trial. We would have never heard about Trayvon Martin or whatever if the police had done their job, put Zimmerman behind bars until his trial. But Zimmerman, pretty much like this guy, he killed someone, went down to the police station for a few hours and answered some questions. And they were like, okay, dude, you go ahead and get you a good night's sleep, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, and let him go home. He told you he shot somebody. He told you he killed someone. Hey, you got to sit in jail while we investigate this thing. We got to figure this out. We got to see if you did this intentionally, or we got to figure out the facts. While we're figuring out the facts, you got to sit in jail, brother. Now get this. If you get pulled over on, a Friday night, if you get pulled over and let's say you got a warrant because you hadn't been, you didn't go pay your, you didn't go to court and pay your speeding ticket that you got a few months ago. They've got a warrant out for you on your license, and you get pulled over, and the police find out that you've got a warrant. They lock you up. You go down to the station, and they lock you up. They got to process you. But you know what? They can't. They say they can't. I don't think it's like this anymore for misdemeanors. But they say you can't get out until Monday morning when the judge comes to work. Right? Y'all heard this. Where if you get locked up on a Friday, then you got to spend the weekend in jail until Monday before you can get out. Right? Now, Zimmerman killed someone, and he didn't sit in. He didn't stay in jail even overnight, much less the weekend. I don't know what day it was exactly that it happened, but he didn't even spend 24 hours in jail. That's what the big uproar in the Zimmerman case was about. That's why it got national. Turn it to the other side of the hand, where if Zimmerman was a African-American, Trayvon Martin was a white American, and the African-American killed the white American teenager. And I don't think you have to think real hard about this, but do you think that African-American guy that killed this white teenager would have gotten out of jail or been able to go home and sleep in his bed like Zimmerman did that night? Okay? Yeah, I said it. I know there's white Americans that's listening to my show right now. And I think, they know how things are in this country. We know how things are in this country, African Americans. And, this whole thing with Florida and these gun laws in Florida is horrible. Someone needs to do something about the state of Florida, their gun laws in Florida. Someone does. Or else we need to cut Florida off the map and let them fall on out in the ocean. Right? It's some bad stuff going on in Florida. And all I can tell you young black teenagers out there, or even the young men out there, when you go to Florida, then for vacation or whatever you're doing, okay, be careful. Be very careful. And you know what? I don't usually, condone this stuff. But, hey, you may need to carry your piece with you when you go to Florida. Y'all with me? You may need to have your piece with you when you go to Florida for your vacation. I tell you, you feel a lot better with it than without it. So this guy, they convicted him on four counts. Three counts of attempted murder. That was the three counts against the other young guys in the car. Three counts of, they charged him with attempted murder with the three guys that jumped out of the car and ran. But he murdered the fourth guy, the fourth teenager he murdered. Cold blood, he murdered. And he gets off of that charge with a mistrial. And the fourth count that he got convicted of was some type of gun charge. Now, you know, my little girl, 12 years old, can figure that out. Daddy, how did he get away with that? How did he get away with killing someone? And you admit to it, and they got all the evidence. How do you get away with that stuff? How do you get away with that stuff? All I can say is his skin color is different from ours. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I'm passionate about this because the same thing with the Zimmerman case. How could Zimmerman get away with killing this guy? A little different scenario, a little different situation. But I heard one of the TV attorneys say the only difference between this guy and Zimmerman is that Zimmerman went home and put a Band-Aid on the back of his head, and this guy didn't. Okay? He got charged with 3 counts of attempted murder, 1 count for a gun charge, mistrial on the murder charge. I mean, it, you know, this stuff not even hidden. Okay? This stuff not even hidden. So what's really going on with Florida? And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen from here, but someone needs to step in at some point from the government and lay into Florida, because things are getting badder and badder and badder. They're getting worse and worse in Florida. What can we do to change things in Florida? Well, I just did something. I gave these young guys some advice. When you go to Florida, don't be alone. You may need to have your peace with you and go about your way. Stay on the right road. Stay on the right side of the track. Okay? I'm not saying don't play your music, because you can play your music. It's not a law against that. I'm not saying don't go to the convenience store, because you can go to the convenience store. They're in a law against that. Okay? I'm saying watch your back with these older white Americans. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Take care of yourselves, and have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Same place, same time, here, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Have a great day.
You want me to stay? I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Come on, please. Just by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how. have.